This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, right now, brought to you by National Car Rental. Whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. As well as Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's it going, guys?
Well, we're doing well. Would you like us to jump directly to baseball questions or celebrate your birthday for just a second?
We'll go right to baseball. Yeah, we'll. I'm good with whatever.
Hold on. You told us last week that Tony Beasley sings to the guys, but you don't let him sing to you. So has anybody sung to you yet? And would you like us to?
You know what? I'll pass, but I'd really appreciate that. You know, I know that's the same thing I tell Bees, but he'll find his way in here. He's relentless, so it's pretty much a hide and seek game with him today.
Now, well, then, in terms of contemporary baseball questions, you could make a really strong argument that the back-to-back starts from Tyler Mahle are the best back-to-back starts he's had in probably 4 years. Aside from just getting healthier, what have you seen from him in these last two starts that has made him so effective?
Well, he's got four pitches that he has. He's got a good ride on the fastball. He pitches on that top rail very well, but, you know, he goes in and out. So he's got the quadrants that he can work with. And you know, I talked about it last night a little bit. You know, there's no panic in him. You see him out there, how calm he is, and he just has ability, to execute a big pitch when he has to. Now, he's got the slider. Last year, he didn't use that a lot, but that's been a big pitch for him, along with the split. And he'll mix in the slower breaking ball at times. And so he's got a four-pitch mix where he can work both sides and up and down. And so that works, especially when you know that you're in a good place. And what I mean by that is you have that confidence, and he's got that working for him. Number one, he's healthy, and two, he's pitched well before. He's got that on his resume.
Now, I know, obviously, you're going to check with all your players to make sure they're doing okay, but does any special precaution or, I guess, follow-up have to go with Tyler Mahle, just because, obviously, he has had a long road to get back to pitching?
Yeah, we always try to monitor their workload. I don't think, you know, there's been anybody that we should have concern over. He was at his limit last night. He got the extra day. These guys are getting that extra day right now. So that makes it a little bit easier. You know, it's funny how the game has changed. For years, 110 to 115 pitches is pretty much average. And now, you do what your their load, in which, it makes sense because I know we don't want to lose any more starters or baseball in general, but I tell you what, there's more surgeries than I've ever seen that's going on. I was just talking to, Dr. Meister. He says I'm as busy as I've ever been. And so it is important that we keep a watchful eye on these guys and try to take care of them.
Do you think that gets attributed as simple as we all got to throw harder and we got to have that spin rate? Do you think pitch clock factors in at all? Do you have any theories about the spike in injuries for pitchers?
Yeah, actually, I was talking to him last night about it, and that's the biggest one. It's just, you know, the power now that these guys are thrown with, and they're all out on both the spin and the fastball. And so, you know, the pitching part of it isn't quite there like it used to be. But that's not in all cases, though. You know, there's guys that aren't throwing 96, 97 that are, you know, having arm issues too. So it can be reshaping a breaking pitch, for example, maybe the split, you know. Here we have a Leiter who's doing great, and, you know, he's come up with this blister. And that's not so uncommon, but, you know, that comes with, you know, coming up with a new pitch. And so, you know, that could have something to do with it.
By the way, how is Leiter feeling? How are we feeling on that right now?
He's feeling good. He's going to throw live here tomorrow. And so all goes well, then he'll be ready to make a start. We haven't determined what we're going to do there, but I know there's talk. You know, I've been asked about him going on a rehab, but we have not made that determination yet. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Is there any particular reasoning on a pitcher-to-pitcher basis of, like, why does one person need a rehab start versus another one we feel is comfortable to go right back into the rotation?
Yeah. I think more than anything is what determines that is how long have they been out.
Yeah.
You know, that plays a big part in it. Now, sometimes it's need. Yeah. You look at who we have going tonight, Patrick Corbin. We had some injuries and we needed him, and he's been stretched out, never pitched in a game. He threw a sim game, we call it. And so, it was an important for us to have a starter out there, and he has experience. We made sure that he was comfortable doing it, and he was from the get-go. He was hoping he wouldn't have to do a start in the minor leagues because he missed spring training. So everybody, we're all different. I'm talking about players and how we treat them. And it's important that we do make the right call because we don't want to put them at risk. And that's our biggest concern, is to take care of these guys.
One of the things on the TV broadcast last night that I noticed, Boach, was Dave Vreeman. They were talking about Mally, and I think David Murphy said, He's still coming around to feeling comfortable on the mound. And then Dave Raymond mentioned that DeGrom's still kind of going through something like that. And then I started thinking there are some guys that they were getting out of spring training.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Training, they're still trying to get comfortable with what they're doing, not just on the mound, but some other position players as well. Do you find it difficult to be patient with guys that are kind of trying to find that, or do you feel like, no, every player is eventually going to find their groove?
Yeah, I try to stay positive on this and just know who they are and what they've done, and there's no reason why they're not going to do it again. And some guys are slow starters. Now you're taking somebody like Jacob DeGrom. He's missed a lot of time. Yeah, he came up last year and pitched a little bit, but still, you know, he's trying to get in that groove and get his good command. Some guys, they heat up as it gets a little warmer too. But you know, hitters, it's hard to explain why some guys are slow starters. It's been talked about with Marcus. You know, he's notorious for being a little bit of a slow starter, and so it's just at bats and getting that timing and everything. And just goes to show you how important the rhythm and timing is, whether you're hitting or pitching, to get to where you need to be to execute the pitches or hit the pitches that's being thrown at you. And sometimes that just takes a little longer for some guys.
We were talking about the Higashioka and Jonah Heim split and how closely, like, even those have been. And I like that, how that approach has gone. But I was kind of curious, did you think that bringing Higgy in would bring some competitive fire to Jonah? Or was that more about getting Jonah's legs back up under him after that long World Series run?
Yeah, I think more than anything, Jonah got more of a rest. I'm not sure he did some self-evaluating, maybe what he could have done different. Not that, he would have done something different. He could have just attribute that to having an off year, which some guys do. But competition does bring out the best in everybody, and that's fine. They're good friends, and they're good teammates, and they're pulling for each other to help us win a ball game. So, but yeah, I don't think that ever hurts, and something I think brings out the best in players, especially in spring training. You'll see it sometimes when you have some spots open and you're battling for that starting position. It's good. It teaches you, number one, I think, don't drop your guard, because someone's always trying to get your job. And two is you always want to feel like you got to play at the top of your game and can't get complacent there. So, but with those two, I think they complement each other so well, and they're both going to be better players by how we're going to split this thing up, because we plan on playing important games here toward the end of the season, and we want those guys fresh.
Now it's only 17 games into the season, and obviously you guys are in first place, so you got to feel good about that. But you'd mentioned people that are notoriously slow starters. I'm curious, how long does a start last? Like, how long are you into the season before you're like, this isn't the start of the season anymore? Like, this is a trend, and maybe we got to do something.
Yeah, I've been asked that a few times. With hitting, maybe I've mentioned 100 at bats is. That's a number that gets thrown out there a lot. But again, it's different with every individual. It can be 40 games for a team. Now, you see some teams you think are out of it, and here they come the second half and end up going to playoffs and winning a World Series. So it's hard to say. But, for me, I thought it was important that we got off to a good start, especially after last year. And, it's been a pretty good start. Sure, we'd like to even have a better one. But overall, there's been a lot of good things happening. I love what's happening with this pitching staff. And, they're going to play a huge part in our success. And again, these hitters are going to come around. So I feel good about this club, where it's at. But it's hard to put a number on it. But, once you get into the first, 30, 40 games, and you should have a pretty good idea, where you're at with the club and maybe what your needs are or your wants. And the same with the hitters. I mean, we have to adjust there with lineups and stuff, just like the bullpen. If you have to adjust at some point there, you usually give it some time. If you start doing things the first week or two, now you're sending a sense of panic. So
sure.
Let's let these guys, get comfortable, and they'll come around.
I totally get that it's part of the job, but how difficult is it to make some of these moves, whether it's going back to the Giants or now with the Rangers, that like you won World Series with these players in these roles and like you might have to shuffle them up at some point? Is that difficult for you, or you're like, that's just the job?
Well, that's my job. Yeah. No getting around it. It's the put out the best club that we can put out there to win a game, whether it's you know, the lineup, the offensive part of it, or how we use the bullpen. Yeah, I mean, I've always said you can't live on yesterday's headlines. I mean, sure, you pull for these guys. You know what they've done for you. But still, you know, hey, it's all about production. And, you know, you got to do what's right for the ball club. That's the fair thing for them, along with, you know, all of us, including the fans. So that's what you have to do as a manager.
What was weirder last night, Boach, but the interference calls or the dirt cam situation? Which one was like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen two interference calls like that. Yeah, but I can say I've never seen the other one either. What's that called? You call the dirt cam?
Yeah.
I take that back. I think one time in front of home plate, it might have been during the playoffs, that one sprung up there. But yeah, that was a little strange one. I mean, Higgy fell over pretty good, and Darnold, the catcher, he did a good job of trying to make contact to sell it even a little bit better, but not that he had to. Higgy was so far over home plate. And I didn't mind the other interference call. I got Corey off his legs and put in Josh Young.
There you go. Now, I was kind of curious before we move on here, what's your trust level in Kevin Pillar? He made a great diving catch last night, and I was kind of curious, are you trying to find more opportunities for him in the lineup? Are you happy getting what you're getting from him right now?
Yeah, I kind of like where, you know, how he's being used right now. You know, he's going to start against lefties. Now he may get occasional start against righties if we haven't seen one in a while. But I got some pretty good outfielders at you know, between Leo. Now you got Wyatt coming back. He's doing well, so he's probably going to be back at some point this weekend. And then Dustin Harris. Smitty, I got to find a spot for him. So that's the difficult part of when guys are doing pretty good and you're trying to get them all in there. I mean, Harris's first game hits a home run. So I'm going to see how Smitty's doing today, for example. He may need another day. He's got a pretty good bruise on his hand. So if he can't go, you'll see Harris out in left field.
And you just mentioned Langford. I know he was supposed to swing the bat yesterday. Since you said he could be good to go for this weekend, safe to assume that went well yesterday?
Yeah. He's doing great. Yeah. So swinging the bat now, you know, he'll get some live BP. And so then he'll probably DH a game or two in the minor leagues, you know, to give him some game action and maybe play a little bit and just to test them out.
And then, and you also mentioned Evan Carter. Are you kind of looking, hoping that you can get him up to the big league soon?
Yeah. I'm hoping, you know, he gets on track here. We know what Evan can do. I mean, he's a special player when he's healthy, and where he can hit, run, play defense, all those things. And so, yeah, we plan on having him up here at some point, and we're open sooner than later.
All right.
Well, we appreciate the insight as always. Thanks for your time and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Boach.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go get Rangers.
There you go. Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. So
this podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.